Morning, friend. This is Howard Pyle reporting for the Valley National Bank to the people of Arizona on the Pacific War. First, a friendly greeting from Fred McPherson.
Thank you, Howard. Good morning, friends. Every day, more returning veterans accept the offered hand of an appreciative government and apply for financial assistance under provisions of the GI Bill of Rights. The Valley National Bank is cooperating wholeheartedly in this phase of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act. Already, the bank has made many loans to veterans to buy or build homes, to buy or start businesses, to buy farms and farm equipment. The need for this type of specialized service has grown so rapidly that the Valley Bank's Veterans Department now occupies separate headquarters at 220 North 1st Street in Phoenix. As a veteran or a member of a veteran's family, you're cordially invited to make use of this special department, to apply for a loan or to get helpful, understanding information on financial matters pertaining to all types of loans. This same friendly service for veterans is also available at all 20 Valley Bank offices in Arizona. And now for Howard Pyle's transcribed report from the Pacific for this morning.
Now for greetings from the 25th Division, the Tropical Lightning Division, whose fame probably is most prominently associated with Bilady Pass. I believe that's right, isn't it, Lieutenant Fuller?
Yes, sir, that is.
The 25th Division has had a number of Arizona boys in its ranks. Some of them have not been able to come through sufficiently well to return home someday. My trip to the Santa Barbara Cemetery gave me an opportunity to pay respects to some of the boys, the memories of those boys who will not return. Bilady Pass was one of the severest campaigns of the entire Luzon operation. And during that campaign, several Arizona boys fell, associated with the 25th Division. Today, I'm glad that we can bring you greetings from at least three of the commissioned officers of this fine group, and I'm sure you're going to welcome the personal comments and the proxy greeting that will be passed on by one of the lieutenants for the benefit of another who couldn't be here. We'll visit first with Lieutenant Kenneth J. Fuller, 606 West Main, Mesa, Arizona. His wife is Mrs. Jean Fuller, and she lives at the address I have just given. Kenneth, you won't mind if I call you by your first name. It'll be a little bit more chummy for me. How long have you been away from home?
I've been overseas 19 months.
Have you seen your wife any time recently, that is, prior to that immediately, or were you on a furlough before you came out?
I was allowed no furlough prior to coming overseas.
That isn't good, is it?
No, sir.
Then how long has it been since you saw your wife?
Well, I saw her the one day on my way over. I stopped by. I flew from Louisiana to the port of embarkation. I stopped over one day then on my way over.
Any children?
One, yes, sir.
Have you seen the youngster?
One.
That's fine. Well, some of the boys haven't had that luck, and I feel sorry for them always because it's really pretty depressing to have a nice-looking child at home. I never have had the opportunity to see it. What do you do with the division, Lieutenant?
Well, at the present time, I'm Executive Officer of Company B.
What can you tell me about the Bilady Pass operation? Was it as rough as the stories about it indicated?
I believe it was rougher.
They tell me that Bilady Pass was just about as weird an experience as any division was ever asked to undergo. Your casualties were heavy, and it was a long fight. How long were you in there before you managed to clean it up?
Well, it took us almost 2 months through the entire hills to get Bilady Pass secured.
So I suppose for the 25th Division, that'll be one of the highlights in its history.
I believe so, other than a little bit of fighting we did in the Central Plain.
Have you had any other campaigns since you came into the
theater? No, sir. This is my first campaign.
Mm-hmm. What did you do before you came into the service, Kenneth?
I was going to school in Los Angeles at the time I came in.
Specializing in what?
Accounting. I came in with the 158th Infantry when they came in.
Oh, you did? Well, it's my plan to visit the 158th Infantry in a few days now, and if I see any of your friends down there, I'll pass a good word on for you. I received a letter from General Tuthill the other day in which he expressed a great deal of interest in this transcribed series, and one of the lines impressed me very much. He says, when I hear some of the boys I knew and some of the kids, as he put it, whom I knew, it
puts a kind of a lump in my throat to realize what they're accomplishing out there, and I only wish I could be with them. What would you like to say to your wife and family and friends at home? Go right ahead as though it were just a personal message between the two of you or three of you, as the case may be.
Well, there's not much I can say, except that I am expecting maybe to make it home here in a short time. This old point system might catch me eventually. Several times that I've had pretty close calls. Well, I expected maybe I wouldn't be able to see you again, but seems as though I was always lucky enough. At the present time, through all my campaigns, no Purple Hearts yet. I don't expect any and don't want any, even though they do mean another 5 points on this discharge.
How many points do you have, Kenneth?
I have 96.
Well, we won't be asking for any points by the Purple Heart system, then, will we?
No.
I suspect that your wife has been doing a lot of hoping for you. Your friends have been doing a lot of hoping for you. I don't think I've ever been through a period in history when men and women have spent more time praying sincerely for the welfare of the persons of their family and the families of others. So, Lieutenant, if you have come through it, I suspect that you can thank a very kindly Providence for having taken good care of you.
Yes, sir, I believe I can.
Thank you, Kenneth, very much. It's been a pleasure to visit with you. I'll interview this next boy now, and we'll see what he can add to our knowledge of the 25th Division.
Thank you.
That was Lieutenant Kenneth J. Fuller, 606 West Main, Mesa, Arizona. The wife is Mrs. Jean Fuller of the same address. Our next interviewee from the 25th Division, the Tropical Lightning Division, is Lieutenant Hiram H. Zupnik. Is that right?
Zupnik, sir.
Zupnik, all right. Now I'm corrected. 459 North Norris of Tucson, and the mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. M. Zupnik. No wife, Lieutenant?
No wife, sir.
Any prospects?
Yes, sir.
That is very good. Look right at the microphone as we talk. It'll make your voice sound a little more natural to the folks. Let's talk about the prospect. What's the name?
Her name is Sue Eanes.
And where does she live?
Texas.
Down in Texas, huh? Black hair?
No, brunette, sandy, blonde.
I see. What a very lovely girl.
Yes, sir.
Is she riding regularly?
Quite, yes, sir.
What did you meet her, Lieutenant, while you were in training?
Yes, sir, I did. I'm formerly a tank destroyer officer, and I'm now in the infantry, as you know. And while I was down in Texas, I had met her back in 43. And since I've been transferred into the infantry, as the infantry needs an awful lot of officers, you can well understand. And that was where I met her while I was down in Camp Hood, Texas.
Well, does that mean you're going to become a Texan?
No, sir.
That's fine. Although there are lots of good things to be said about Texas, beginning with your prospective bride.
Right.
What did you do in Arizona before you came into the service, Lieutenant?
Well, I worked for affiliated with a large manufacturing concern, building materials, roofing, and insulation. It was an English concern, and they were not affiliated, however, in Tucson.
I see. Well, what do you hear from the folks? Good news?
Yes, sir. I hear from the folks quite often. They're probably wondering why I don't write a little bit more often myself. Gets a little hard at times to get your mail out when you want to write it, the time you feel the urge to write, and actually get it down to get the letter written. And then later on, when you don't have the urge, you might have a couple of spare minutes, and then something will stop you. But I hear from the folks quite regularly, mail is a very important factor for all men overseas.
What would you like to say to them directly in this case?
Well, naturally, I'd like to let them know that I'm fine. I've been lucky myself. And same as Lieutenant Fuller, I don't have any Purple Hearts, and I don't wish to ever be awarded one. And I feel fine. And incidentally, just mention it, folks, I saw Kurt yesterday, and he is feeling a lot better. My regards to everybody, and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to make it back.
You have a greeting here from someone. Suppose you offer that.
I have a greeting from a buddy of mine who is in the same battalion. I'm in the 3rd Battalion of the 161 Infantry in the 25th Division, Lieutenant Ambose, Lieutenant Arnold Ambose, who was unable to make it down here with me, gave me this message to give to his folks and wife. His message is to Mrs. A.M. Ambose, Globe, Arizona, and Mr. and Mrs. A. Ambose of Inspiration, Arizona. And I quote, "Hello, D, Mom and Dad. It was a tough fight, but we won. I wish I could deliver this personally, but duty prevents me from leaving. My thoughts are constantly of home and you and all. And I'm hoping we may all be together soon. My love to you all, Arnold." Unquote. Incidentally, I might add that I've been with Lieutenant Ambose a while. He looks fine, he feels fine, and there's no reason to worry on his account.
Thank you very much, Lieutenant Zupnik, I'll get it right after a while, for not only your own greeting, but likewise the greeting of Lieutenant Ambose. Will you carry back to him our best wishes and the hope that before we have to close this series in the Pacific, that we'll have a chance to interview him personally?
I certainly will.
Friend, that winds up our broadcast, our first broadcast concerning the 25th Division. We've interviewed Lieutenant Kenneth J. Fuller of Mesa and Lieutenant Hiram H. Zupnik of Tucson with a personal greeting from Lieutenant Arnold Ambose of Globe, Arizona. Until time for our next broadcast, this is Howard Pyle transferring you to Fred McPherson.
Thank you, Howard. You know, friend, few people, especially the housewives, realize how great a share in winning our victory belongs to the American home, in particular to the kitchen. During the war, kitchen fighters saved waste fats, observed government food rationing, sought out tasty meat substitutes, and through it all, guarded the health of the family with well-balanced meals. Today, as America starts the battle to win the peace, a large amount of honor will again go deservedly to the cooperating woman in millions of American kitchens. She is asked to continue saving waste fats and turning them into her market man for red points. She's asked to observe the remaining food restrictions and to be careful not to pay more than ceiling prices. And it's the woman who saves most of the waste paper that's still needed. It's the faithful woman who has and will continue putting her budget savings into family victory bonds. The housewives of America helped to win the war. They will now help to win a successful and enduring peace. The Japs have resumed their mask of injured innocence. They're talking of plans for a new way of life, a new civilization based on peaceful pursuits. They're going to try to make us believe that the most important courses in the Imperial War College will be ones in flower arrangement and the care and treatment of Japanese samurai swords, which they told us yesterday aren't weapons at all, but objects of art and antiquity. It would seem to me that the Japanese have picked a very poor psychological time to come up with this twaddle. A very poor time indeed, as we're liberating war prisoners from the hellholes the Japs called internment camps. The appalling disclosures about the treatment of Allied prisoners of war have started a wave of revulsion throughout the United States. The little men of Nippon certainly outdid themselves in inflicting torture and unnecessary hardships on our men. It was not the kind of cruelty motivated by revenge. That we might have been able to understand. It was cold, calculated Oriental sadism at its worst. Well, Americans aren't the kind to crow over a beaten enemy. I need not point out what would have happened to you and to me if Yamashita had been able to dictate the peace in the White House. But no, we're generous. We're generous to a fault. We forget too easily and too soon. For the sake of peace in the world to come, please let's not forget too soon this time. Let's re-educate those misguided sons of heaven. Let's do a thorough job of it, even if it takes 100 years, or maybe 200 years. Now, until tomorrow morning at 7:45, when Howard Pyle will again report for the Valley National Bank to the people of Arizona, direct from the Pacific, this is Fred McPherson speaking. The Valley National Bank is a member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and Federal Reserve System. This is the ABC Network.